has been given unto me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go therefore and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. To teach them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you, and you and the always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Do you see how we just speak from Holy Ghost meeting to teaching you? Amen. What do you tell me? Amen. It's what? Amen. And we can speak from here to Holy Ghost meeting immediately. You know, it's all part of the teaching. You know, when it's called speak of the Spirit, everything we do is the Spirit. Don't think there is only what I'm teaching you. What are we doing? Amen. Amen. What are we doing? Something that is very vital is how we got into the world. Just thanking the Holy Ghost, thanking the Holy Ghost, and then the Holy Ghost is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then from there, we have a Holy Ghost. Amen. Remember, we sang, right? From song, we thank them, and then, amen. Some of the things we really love is really, okay, I'm going to get to that. Man, today, when they say things, we just read that, right? We get teaching them. Glory to God. Teaching them. So, that becomes very vital. I tell you about that, that in the background of that instruction, what I'm going to do, right? It's good, right? Okay, so the background of that instruction we said is what? The local church, right? The local church is at the Bible. So we said, when you get teaching them, you get teaching becomes a very vital activity within the local church. And within the gathering of believers. It's a very vital activity when believers are gathered together. They teach. Hallelujah. You understand? Okay, we teach. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, how the things of God are taught and understood is by teaching. How the things of God are taught and understood is by teaching. A dear man of God. Okay, a dear man of God said this. And thank you, Lord God, and for coming to you. I mean, you have to say, Papa, did you? Yeah. His son is the son. Yeah. Yeah. So, Papa Hagen is saying, so the things on the street are not taught, they will not be. Hallelujah. They will not. So, the things of the spirit should be taught. The things of God should be taught. That's how you understand it and you experience it. The things of God should be taught so that it can be understood and experienced. Okay, I'll move. Glory to God. And it's all an experience. Very vital. So teaching is vital. That is why God gave us the pastors. The pastors is because we should be taught. In John 21, Jesus was resurrected, and then he left it before, and he spoke order. What is the order? He spoke to Peter. John 21. He said, Peter, love thou me more than this. Peter said, he said, Lord, you know. He said, feed my sheep. That's the very second time. Peter, love thou me more than this. He said, Lord, you know. He said, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my life. Hallelujah. Amen. The little word feed is the role of the pastor. Teaching them. So that means God wants us to be taught. That we can know him and experience him. Give us some time teaching them about the kingdom of God, teaching them about the Father. Hallelujah. Instead of teaching them about the Father, about the kingdom of God. Why? Because if they are not well taught, they need to worship well. Your worship will be accepted. Your worship of God, your understanding of God, and your worship of God will be accepted. Hallelujah. So teaching is very vital. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We find out that in Acts 2:42, the Bible says they continue steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, apostles' doctrine, apostles' teaching. That means teaching is something, if you go to school, you know, except you are blind, it's so distributed. In fact, even the blind is seen, it's so distributed to the blind and audible to the deaf. that teaching is primary. Hallelujah. What are you hearing me? It's visible to the blind and audible to the deaf. That teaching is primary. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 2, Paul said to Timothy, he said, the thing he wants from you amongst many of you, he says, the same. Commit to faith in him. Who's able to teach all? You hear? To teach him better. In fact, when he was talking about a bishop, he said, he who desires testimony of the truth. He who desires the office of a bishop desires the good thing. Right? So there's a quality. He's one of the qualities of a bishop. He said, he should be apt to teach. He should be apt to teach. A bishop is the one who leads others. Amen. The one who leads others. He says he must be apt to teach. Give me the God. What are you going to do? Apt to teach. So teaching is very, very vital. Very vital. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very vital. Then he speaks for baptism. He says, make disciples in them. Some people say, oh, sorry, I'm living in heaven and in the earth. That's the Genesis that comes. Let's get back to Genesis. Let's get back to Genesis 1. Genesis 1 was a teaching section. What I heard was a teaching section. Moses was teaching the children of Israel. So he carried down the teaching section. Amen. So, if you understand that what you have in Genesis 1 was first of all taught, you don't have a problem. It's living. Amen. The first of all taught. So, it was a teaching class. Moses was teaching the children of Israel. About God. The oracle of God. I've said that to us more than a billion. Amen. Amen. They were teaching them about the oracle of God. And what about it? They're teaching them about God's country. But what God wants to do in the earth. Now, they obeyed in temple because they were Egyptian minded. You see that? How were they Egyptian minded? They stayed in Egypt all their life. And they saw different kinds of temple. So when you want to say, God will deal with you, right? They know when they get into the temple. They go into the temple to see deity, to experience deity. You see, inside the temple, they are one with deity. Did you see that? Amen. Inside the temple, they are one with deity. What are you following? What are you following? The Lord of Moses is now writing up to them about what God is going to do. What God is doing. God wants to deal in all the earth. Hallelujah. So he brings him very vital to them. And he is also telling them about a reality. A very vital reality that they are. Hallelujah. What's the reality? He says, heaven and earth. Heaven and earth, there, Moses is using a name to explain the oracle of God. We're not writing creation of matter. We're not writing creation of the world. We're writing about God's creation, God's earth. And he says, heaven and earth. Hallelujah. That's in Genesis section 1 and 2 and 3. We don't have heaven and 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, he said, when he says heaven and earth, he said, in the natural and the supernatural in the same place. Right? God wants to deal. So, Moses is, I told you the two layer meaning of that. The fact is that Moses is writing about what God wants to do and is doing through the children of Israel. Right? And the second layer is a reality of their work and the supernatural and the natural force. Right? The coexist. We have to get in one place. Hallelujah. This is another one we use a rule. Watch it. If they say heaven and earth, which is the reality of the world, the supernatural and the natural in the same place. Right? Right? Okay. Moses writing to them. He says Moses teaching them. So Moses writing to them that he's teaching them is showing you something very vital. That the supernatural is what needs to be taught. Okay, yeah. The supernatural is what needs to be taught. Hallelujah. The supernatural is what should be taught. Because if not properly taught, it will not be known. Remember, these guys have, they all have experience of the negative supernatural in Egypt. I mean in Egypt, right? Right? Was it a counterfeited supernatural year? But Moses did not have to repeat them, reteach them about the oracles of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why it wasn't hard for Moses to tell them every nation of the world was given over to supernatural beings. And they know, right? They know that those nations, in that, when that happened, there was no nation for Israel. You see that? That was Genesis chapter 6. They know that there was no nation for Israel, but every nation was given over to supernatural beings. Moses was writing that to them in Deuteronomy chapter 2 or so. Deuteronomy chapter 2. I think, yeah. Amen. Amen. Was that enough to them? All nations were given over to supernatural beings. And they know that they were not part of it. But he now said, Israel is the lost lot. Did you see that? Amen? Israel is the lost lot. Maybe who is over Israel is God himself. So that you would have that understanding that, okay, what they have, right? That there is such a thing called negative supernatural. Is that what they're saying? So he's actually refreshing their mind that what they're experiencing was not the right thing, was not the real one. Amen. There's a real one in Christ. Hallelujah. I mean, there's a real one in God. And they are of God. Do you see that? Hallelujah. What are following me? And also to show them their role. Moses also will show them that they will know their role in all the nations of the world when he says subdue them. When he says subdue. Subdue means you are dealing with those supernatural beings, right? You are taking back territory. Hallelujah. You are taking back territory. And that happened in this fight, in the clash of wars, right? We became the clash of gods. Hallelujah. Hope you understand that. Hallelujah. Let me get back into what I'm showing you. So, Moses will have to teach them about the supernatural. Hallelujah. Because if he doesn't teach them, what they will have in their mind will be what? What they will see in music. They actually still did the same thing. Even after they got engaged, they still behaved different. Because in the negative, what they saw in Egypt was images to represent God. Right? And God said, you shouldn't do anything. You shouldn't liken me. But Moses told them, don't liken me. When Moses said, don't liken me to the similarity of anything, not of even fire or wind or even sun. Or when God said that to them, what was in the background was what they saw in Egypt. But yet, they still made a golden calf. Why? Because that was what they saw in Egypt. Did you see that? Did you see that? Amen. Hope you're following that. God was so, when he was writing to them, so that the things of the, I mean, so that you know that the supernatural is what should be taught. And if not properly taught, it will not be known. If the supernatural is not properly taught, it will not be known, and it will not be well, or it will not be appreciated and effectively understood. If the things of the spirit are not taught, they will be lost. They will not be known one. Those who saw it will not know how to explain it or practice it. So you won't function effectively. Amen. Amen. You won't function effectively. Imagine a believer who wasn't taught in church about the things of the spirit. I asked him, what are your gifts from the spirit? The only thing you know about gifts from the spirit is talent, the spirit is born, singing. Why? Because that's what he said, he wasn't taught. Ask some people, what do you know about the spirit? They'll tell you, evil spirit and good spirit. Right? How you? That's all they know. Because they were not taught. What are you hearing? They were not taught. So that's why you need to teach it. Amen? And Moses will have to teach the children of Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul will do the same thing in 1 Corinthians 12. Okay, open your Bible. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1. He said, now concerning spiritual. Hallelujah. He says, concerning spiritual. Perinomatical. Concerning spiritual. Meaning, this is the subject I want to go into. He says, I will not have you ignorant. Concerning spiritual, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Let's take there a while. He says, I will not have you ignorant. So, Paul said, concerning this one, I don't want you to be ignorant. Now, that word ignorant there is the word agnoia. Agnoia. It means to be willfully ignorant. Right? Hallelujah. That means they knew some things about the things of the Spirit. They had experiences. In 1 Corinthians 7, I mean 1 Corinthians 1 7, go back to 1 Corinthians 1, this is the same church, chapter 1 verse 7, it says, for that ye came behind in no gift, wanting for the coming, he said, for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, for ye came behind. Watch it. You came behind in no gift. That means they had the oppression, they had the gift. Amen. But Paul said, I will not have you ignorant. Watch that. They had some of those experiences. They spoke in tongues. Hallelujah. But Paul said, I wouldn't want you ignorant. I wouldn't have you ignorant. I wouldn't have you ignorant. Hallelujah. What did they do? They had oppression of the Jews. But Paul said, no. He went ahead to teach them. Why? So he taught it again. Why? So that they will be effective. Remember in chapter 3, he had said something. He said, I couldn't speak to you as unto spirits, about unto carnal. He said, where there is strife, envy, where are you on carnal and walk as men? As men. You see that? That's 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. So I couldn't speak to you as spiritual. Meaning, they know that they are spiritual. But he said, I can't talk to you that way. Why? Because you are not effective in it. You have strife. Right? You have sight, you have envy. Amen. So what end did Paul now write to them about spiritual? That they will walk in law. You see that? So he talks supernatural or the spiritual, pushing back the supernatural, that they will be effective. Effective. So when the people are not taught properly, you will not be effective in them. What are you hearing me? Not be effective in them. That's why Paul will say, he will all speak in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:33. And they call him an unbeliever or one who is not well taught. Because you are out of your mind. Why? Because the even when we're praying or we were thanking the Lord and people someone enter there and saw people on the floor. When they say, this guy is okay, I say he's thanking God. Why? Because they felt to thank God, they'll say, oh, Father, thank you. Thank you because you didn't take 10 seconds, right? But I thank you for yesterday, for today, and for tomorrow. Thank you for the things that you do and yet to do. But I will thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. That's what some people think to thank God. Amen. And then you say, what are you doing? Thanking God. You say, thanking what? Somebody's crying and you're thanking God? Somebody's shouting, you're thanking God? What kind of thanking God is that? But that is thanking God. Hallelujah. Don't worry, you are doing it in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Something has happened. But an unbeliever, you say, what is that? Or someone who is a believer on excursion. You know, there are some believers that are on excursion. Some believers are on leave. On sabbatical. Amen. In the day. No, you don't just find God. Just lift up only hands and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for bringing me out of my house. But they can't understand that. So they are not welcome. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. They don't welcome. So you think of the Spirit as things that must be done. That you will be effective in them. Effective in them. So Paul touched them again. In fact, Paul said, you remember, they all spoke in tongues. Those 9 gifts that Paul spoke about, was it the first time they were having it? Was it the first time they were hearing of it? No. But look at what Paul said. He says that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit from that. That was very vital in what Paul was saying to them. It is given for everyone, he says, to be what? To for profit. Why? It is because if you go further and if you go backwards, you discover that when they gather together, right? Some people do it to mock some people. Do you that? Amen. So most of people that are not speaking down. Now let's give it to you. Those people that are too strong to speak again. Come on. How would you just say thank you as a giving of prayer? You see that? If there is so far broken that thing, I'm not effective in the use of the things of the trade when the other brother is not what? Yes. Israel, hallelujah. What are following us? So there will be effective. Sometimes we know something, like the church at Corinth, but we don't know how to be effective. We might know a bit. We could have done a trick. I remember I used to give you guys the story of a brother that I've brought, Igbo. I said his name. Pastor, you know his name is Ibro. If he will not allow you, then you are sent around for a meeting. I shared something from Peter with your pastor yesterday. Those in workers do pollution work, but I shared a lot with them. And I said, everyone on day there had an impact of world impact. Everyone. I thought something like, this is good. Things are better than a meeting. And I said something. I'm going to say it at the end of my teaching to us as a church before your announcement to come out. Amen. I'm going to say something I want to do for convention. Amen. Everybody is. Almost everybody. We have few people that wouldn't know about the word in pattern. Only two. Then those ones were people that were in school and were not coming back. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. How did I get there? Okay, yeah, bro, Ibro. So, bro, Ibro, come and leave. You know, student. And everybody knows that. Now, first of all, we have been seeing us do Holy Ghost meetings. But we don't need, you know, I'm coming to our own path. We don't even know we're having Holy Ghost meetings. We just come because everybody will just be laying there. We're only jumping, running. So, he didn't know. We didn't know what we were doing. But we didn't even explain. We just get to Romans 8. Eat that same spirit. That raised of Jesus from the dead. Listen, you! He lives in there! Yes! So you have to come and leave. You have to get to us to leave. You have to say, come and leave. You don't stand up. You don't see that. And everybody stand up. Everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes. That's it. Bad angels are passing. Nobody should do anything. Nobody should talk. Keep quiet. Bad angels are passing. I looked at myself and I said, look at me. You are in me. After a while, I said, we are going. But we were looking at him. The guy was pointing towards the middle circle. But we were having meetings outside. And there's been a night. We are going already. Oh, good angels are coming. So you say, hey, get out of that place. Imagine that. For the standing of spirit. In the gathering of believers, bad angels are passing. Gathering of believers. If you remove that thing, you are using this. Amen. Amen. He was just working with his emotions. So he wasn't taught. Believe that. Amen. He wasn't taught here. Okay, following you. Timothy. Is it us? We were doing the things of the spirit, but we didn't know it was only those people that were happy. If not, do you know the amount of recordings we have had in terms of words of knowledge, words of wisdom? But we said these things, we don't stop. Hallelujah. But we're not stuck. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just said, there was something like that. I said something. I said, let's just give this meeting to the Holy Ghost. Let's have the Holy Ghost have this meeting. I don't know what I'm meeting like that. The Holy Ghost just take over this meeting. And, pa, things were happening. We didn't even know what we're doing. Amen.
Amen. I just said, we give this meeting to the Holy Ghost. I don't know where it's called Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, there are important things we must take note of concerning the things of the Spirit. One, we are spiritual. So, the things of the Spirit are not possible. Don't say, I know it. No. And stop. That is a mistake. I've always told you. As believer. From Peter the Savior. He said, there is something that Satan has given to the church. I don't like to say that word, but I think this is correct. There is something that Satan has given to the church that looks like faith, but not faith. It's called mental assets. Amen. Mental assets. Mental assets is when you just knock your head. That's not faith. Be healed in Jesus' name. They have faith. No, it's not faith. It's mental assets. It's not faith. Amen. It was a PW Kenyon that I heard that faith is active. Active faith. Having only those people. People are rejoicing. They are nodding your head. Supervisor. That's the only day. Then you are having only those people. Every other person that having only those people, you are not having only those people. I told you, who is going to receive of the Spirit? I told you last week. I said, the way you receive the things of the Spirit is like a baby. Do you remember? Did you watch when we began to rejoice? We saw the way Munachi, Sophia, and even I saw Jasper jumping. They didn't know it's called Holy Ghost music. But they saw people doing it. And they take out the things of the Spirit and receive. Amen. People are rejoicing, jumping in your deep. Is this rejoicing? Glory! Ha! Ha! Otiba slide. You don't need anybody. You don't need a sister. Ha! You are back. You are back with it. Even for your pastor rejoicing, you are deep. When you are not 19 years old. At age something, Taylor Heavy was still running. When you talk about when the Spirit gets to moving, he was running. So, what are you, young? I said, no, I used to do the Holy Ghost thing then. Holy Ghost thing. Holy Ghost thing. Holy Ghost thing. This is rejoicing for you. I told you on top, I said rejoicing is active. Amen. It's active. Active. Like active. No, no, no. Amen. Amen. There are no onlookers. Why is it your laugh? They say laugh, you are smiling. You ready? Ready? Where are you this thing? Come on. Amen. You receive the things of the Spirit as a child. And you say, do you know my position now? I'm not the MVCEO. Do you know how much is this? What I'm putting on, do you know? The title of what I'm putting, you're talking about millions. So I should not be doing. I'm coming to somebody else. I should not be doing what? Now they're running up and down like a baby. Oh my God. You have not just missed it. You have forgotten. You do not backslide. You don't backslide, you are. Eh? Because you have backslided like a girl. And done your hands. You don't know hand. Oh, you don't know what is your hand? You know what is your hand? You know what is your hand? You know what you do back to you? The last one, you know? You know who you are? It's your hand. You know what it is? You come back to you and run your hand. You do back to you 10 times. Yeah. Yeah. The last one, hand in your hand, it's in your hand. You are born. Amen. You're with a God. In the Holy Ghost. You're with a God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's have you rejoice. Can you see that? Let's have you rejoice. Let's have you rejoice there. Let's have you there. Let's have you there. Let's have you there. Michael, let's have you there. Let's have you. Thank you. Let's have you. Let's have you. Amen. Let's have you, Ada. I said, let's have you. Let's have you. Let's have you. Glory to God. Let's have our seat. Hallelujah. That's how the things of the Spirit are received. Rejoice, Daddy. Alright. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when it comes to the things of the Spirit, I told you on Thursday, I said we have instructions to keep the fire burning. I said that to us, right? Right? Hallelujah. Okay. We have instructions to keep the fire burning. And when you look at Leviticus, surprised people run away from Leviticus. I've told us this year we are doing, how do they call it, wash night. Are you not aware? We are doing wash night. 31st night. I've told you guys that our wash night starts 31st, 7 p.m. to 1st, 7 a.m. And we'll be looking at Moses. You will watch the night. Amen. I need a teacher on that so that I can get into some peace in the Old Testament this year. Amen. If I don't do that, you might not get to do it. Amen. I need to say some things. Teach us, give us life. And it is all the introduction. I want to introduce you to me. The fact of the prayer for us here. The car there. The people that are. Amen. No, the Lord. That when we not get to read, we not read it. Yeah. So we do all the introduction here, then we meet together. Amen. Amen. Chapter 6, verse 12. It says, the fire upon the altar shall be burned with, and it shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay both offerings in order upon it. And it shall burn thereon the fat and the peace of it. Verse 13. Verse 13 together. Let's read together. One, two, go. Come on, are we reading this together? Let's read it again. One, two, go. He said, the fire shall burn upon the altar. It shall never go out. And who is to ensure that doesn't happen? That doesn't go out is the priest. Right? And I said, the altar there represented the temple. Right? The tabernacle, the temple. Uh-huh. And who is the priest? We are the priest. Now, Moses will call out the Levites as priests, right? And they'll call out the Levites, Aaron and his sons as priests from the children of Israel to show them their role. What is the role of Israel? He said, you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. You see that? A kingdom of priests. Glory to God. So God's plan is that they are a kingdom of priests. Glory to God. Exodus 19:6. He said, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. So their role is to be priests. And the role of the priest is what? Ensure that the fire doesn't go out. Now take note. The priesthood of Aaron. Look at me now. The priesthood of Aaron and his sons. Was it a shadow of the whole Israel? Was it a shadow of the whole Israel? so, the moment they saw fire, okay, when they asked, the fire shall be upon the altar. Listen. So that means it shows the role of the children of Israel, right, together. And I told you something, I said, when you see that, when he says that, when you see that, he's telling them their role towards the nations of the world, praying. I said that to us, right? 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 Keep the fire burning. Now, it's been the same way from the Old Testament book. In fact, I want you to tell them they must not burn flame out. Amen. Amen. What should be burning? The fire of the Lord. The fire of the Lord. In 1 Samuel, I was here last week. In 1 Samuel, one of the issues with Eli and his sons is the fact that, look at it, it says, and the child Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, chapter 3, 1 Samuel 3, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. Amen. Amen. When yet the word of the Lord was precious, it means it was cast. The word of the Lord was cast. Precious there is used to say it was cast. So you just see it once in a while. And this was the word of the Lord that they saw in the book, in the Old, I mean, that Moses saw, Abraham saw, the word of the Lord. I told you the word of the Lord is the visible reality of God within the Old Testament book, right? Visible reality of God. Now they saw him, but in the days of Eli, it was cast. Stop. It was cast. Who made it cast? Was it God that made it cast or Eli? Was it God or Eli? Who? Eh? Yeah, yeah, God or Eli. Okay. It was Eli. Amen. That means he was available, but no one saw him. No one saw him. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Now let's see verse 2. And it came to pass, when Eli was laid down in his place, his eye began to wax dim. Verse 3, and the lamp of God went out in the temple. That was the problem. The lamp of God, that was not supposed to go out. You see that? Was it supposed to go out? It went out in the days of Eli. There was no passion for the things of God. Therefore, they did not see the visible reality of God. So it took a summer to restore it. Hallelujah. Then in the same chapter, the word of the Lord came to Samuel. That same word that was cast, and they couldn't see, came to Samuel. In verse 21, he appeared again to Samuel in Shiloh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means Samuel kept the fire burning. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's an instruction to keep the fire burning. There's an instruction. In the New Testament book, you find it also there. Hallelujah. We find it in the New Testament book also to keep the fire burning. In 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Let me say it to you. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 18. Okay, verse 17. He says, pray without ceasing. Did you see that? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 19. Quench not the spirit. That word there is the word that the word for quench deals with fire. It means quench not the spirit's fire. 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 So that means, I thought to you, I said to her, I said, it means the fire of the spirit can be quenched. And I said, the quenching of the fire of the spirit is not you doing nothing. It's not about you doing nothing. Okay, I hope you're following me. I said, it's about something that you're doing. Was that what I said to us on Thursday? Hallelujah. You don't quench the spirit fire. I'll put it like this. I say, people don't burn out because of all they are doing. They often burn out by what they are not doing. That's what I said on Thursday. Amen. And that was what Pastor said. The way I said, people don't burn out. They don't say, I'm burnt out. Some people attribute the reason why they are not fired up for God is because of their work. They say, my work is just too hectic. I don't have time to do it. It's just too hectic in my work. No! You don't burn out because of what you are doing. Amen. Amen. You don't burn out because of what you are doing. It's not your job that's the reason why you're burnt out. There are several people doing the same job that you are doing, and they are still fired up for God. You don't lie under the ambit of the job. I don't want to say, it's not my job, I'm a banker. Are you not bankers who are pastors? Are you not envies who are pastors? Amen? Oh no, because I am because I just joined school of banking. So I'm still in school, so it's not in time. I don't know people who have gone to school of banking. In the school of banking, and they are going for programs. That cannot be understood. Amen. People don't burn out because of what they do. It's actually what we don't do. So many times we dwell on what we are doing. Oh my God. I don't know if it's easy. And that is why you want those of you who are living camp, NYC, to start looking for jobs, or who have left and you want to get a job, never think the reason why you are not fired up for God is because of your work. I think the several people who were very active during NYC days, they'll go for NCCA, they'll do rural work games, they'll do everything, and the moment they start to get a job, everything goes. So, you know, it's not been trained. You know, when I was in university, there was nobody with no sense of life to do it. And then when the dancing girl, they said, oh, we should do it anyway. There's no sense of life. Why are you all doing that? You know, responsibility happened to us. It was really to kill you. It was a chance to die. It was really to happen to you. You responsibility happened to you. Amen. So people don't burn out because of what you want to hide yourself doing. No. People burn out because of what they don't do. Amen. What don't you do? You don't stop telling me it's your work. Tell me you have not been praying. Amen. Tell me you've not been evangelizing. Glory to God. Tell me you have not been following bad friends that are not influencing you right. Tell me. Tell me that you, I don't have friends now, I have not been studying. So people get into funny relationships. Your emotions are not attached. They are already this way now. But you remember the guy by Shalom. You remember that? You remember, I want to fast. I want to do fast. You remember to go and do fast. They put lemon in your eyes, you do fast. And you did not pray. You did not pray. The fast you are doing is for a body that will still go 6 feet below. And you do not pray. What is far more important, you do not do. You do not study. You do not listen to messages. That's what you are not doing. And that is why you burn out. So stop talking less about the things, other things that you are doing. Talk more about what you are not doing and start praying. I told you can pray about your prayer line. care and get serious about it and pray about it. Pray about your evangelism. Pray about your relationship. Take time. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we have the responsibility not to point to the past. In Ephesians 5:18, he says to us, Paul says to us, says, don't be drunk with wine when it's excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. So we have the responsibility to keep the fire burning. Amen. To be filled with the Holy Ghost. And then I said to us, when it comes to being filled with the Holy Ghost, I think it's a third party report. Maybe somebody is saying something about you. Hallelujah. Something is saying, somebody is saying something about you. Just like when you see a drunkard, you know the person is drunk from afar by what the person is saying. Right? Right? Amen. What does he say? He says, so, when he says, if this guy is filled with the Holy Ghost, maybe there's something that is missing about you. And I gave us how to know one, how to say, or how to say being filled with the Holy Ghost. Was that how I had it? I had it. Oh, okay. Characteristics of one full of the Holy Ghost. Right? Amen. What are the characteristics of the one full of the Holy Ghost? I said that to us. I said he has supernatural utterance. He hears from you. Some people, the only time they have supernatural utterance is when they come to church. Outside church, what they have is rubbish. Yeah. How supernatural utterance when you leave church? Hallelujah. I'm born again. That's a holy good. Amen. Supernatural utterance. Let's always see these guys. They are full of thanksgiving. Glory to God. Amen. You are full of visions and revelations, miracles of miracles, gifts of healing. Hallelujah. You are full of joy. You are full of thanksgiving, not murmuring. You are submissive. You are willing and ready to serve. We said all that, right? Right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Full of honor. Full of love. Why did that get the healing? Amen. Amen. So I can be full of the Holy Ghost. Be full of the Holy Ghost. So we have such instructions to be full of the Holy Ghost. And I said to God, what do you do with instructions to be do? So it also works with the things of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. In the Holy Ghost meeting, I said it on Thursday. On Thursday, I said, in the Holy Ghost meeting, right? Right? You listen to instructions. And what you do to instructions is to obey them. You obey instructions. Instructions of how you should be able to flow. You can expand the Lord. Lift up Holy Ghost. You lift up Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thought of something that we must be done in the Holy Ghost. And I said it on Thursday, what should be done in the Holy Ghost? The prayer comes in the Holy Ghost. The prayer comes in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So what you do to instruction is to obey. The things of the Spirit require obedience to instruction. And I said to you, because you are still on the earth. I told you, so stay on the edge, right? Stay on the edge. Stay on the edge. To flow with the truth of the Spirit. You sang the song, easily a flowing the Holy Ghost. How easy do you feel? Are you on the edge? That's how easy. I told you to always gauge it. Right? Gauge it. Gauge it. Gauge it. Okay, I'm going to do the count of 1 to 3. Count to someone. 1, 2, 3, let me see how many of us will flow again. 1, turn to someone and flow. 2, 3. Stop. Come to someone else. Now, with revelation. Come to someone else. Revelation. Revelation. Fast. As soon as you need the petty, count one to two and make sure you flow immediately. Stop. Sit down. Open your Bible. So, you know, you must always stay at the edge. Amen. Always stay at the edge. Really to flow. Really to flow. Are we following you? So now, as you've done it, gauge yourself. You stop. And you wait for the other person to flow. Why not if both of you started together and then you say, okay, you go. Okay, let me go. You do that. But why would you wait for the other person to come? Why should you need to wait for me? Over here. And I said, you know, I've dealt with head knowledge. You know, you're not coming with head knowledge of what you said to someone last week. I'm not repeating it to you. Now it is, you are not just back people. You should go and you should take people out to you. Amen. If you are doing that to today, you should just take people out to you. You will be quick to pass you. You can't take care of you. Amen. You're going to go. What about you doing that? You should be on the end. All the time. All the time. All. Be on the end. So instruction. You pay attention to instruction in the Holy Ghost. You pay attention to instruction. You pay attention to the flow. There's a flow. Now, there are times when you receive specific instructions by the Spirit of the Lord through the Holy Ghost. Now, not to disorganize the meeting. What are you hearing me? Because the Spirit of the Lord will not tell you something that is in disagreement with the meeting. Just like as you were thanking the Lord, right? The Spirit of God can't say, don't thank you. Don't thank the Holy Ghost. Don't thank the Holy Ghost. No. So you know that's what it means, right? But within that instruction of let's thank God for the Holy Ghost, right? We can now receive instruction like, get on your knees. Right? Lay flat. In the Holy Ghost. Go fast. Go fast. Don't say, my place is dirty. Place is dirty. What do you do to instruction is to obey. Amen. Because he's sleeping. He's giving the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Many times people lose. I want to say this. People lose sight. Okay, what will have happened at this meeting? I did not. Okay, what would have happened if I had done it? Maybe you didn't do it. Well, you didn't have known what would have happened. Because you did not do it. If you had done it, you have seen what would have happened. So, I was telling something to someone in the office. Just someone that attends a church like that. Known church. So, when I was talking to you, and I said, take it for the church.
And the person I'm saying to do it, did it after I've said the seventh thing. You do it. I've done it. I want to say, yes. What is Jesus doing? So the disciples, after he came to meet them the first time, and they were sleeping. There's some things that the moment you miss it at that point, you miss it. Imagine in Acts 2, somebody went to read. You will come and ask you, how do people gather Peter? What is happening here? Hello? What is happening here? What's going on here? They are listening to Peter. Yo, what is happening? Peter is talking to Christ. Peter! Why? He needs something. I know he will never get. I hope you are with me. You have missed him. That is here in this. Sometimes, you might just be that wonder. I know you open your eyes. You might just be that need that you see something. You don't know what you will face. So that simple act of obedience will have done something that is actually true. Obedience. You don't know what you do. In the Holy Ghost. To pay attention. You are apt. What are following me? In paying attention. I'm going to take a few things, maybe by thought. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then, I know I speak about getting into explaining discerning of spirit. I'll get there. Maybe I'll try that. I'll try to get there. If not, of course, when I'm back, I'll be by next week. Amen. Amen. Many times, those obedient, those instructions or the obedient cannot be made to you. It might not be more deeper. How can anybody be standing and the Lord is telling you, you sometimes, let me tell you something. Now, stop. How many of you know that when you were changing, there was a time I ran and I rejoiced and everybody started rejoicing. Do you remember that? That was like a doorway to rejoicing. And you started rejoicing and started having that place. Right? I'll tell you. Looking at this story. When the song was doing, I received an instruction at the but I was singing with you guys. And I think I'm expecting you to be very grateful. Tell me that. Yeah, we are in the year. The other part that we are the same. John Pelin was super nice. We are in the year. Now, I received an instruction that when you get to we are in the one of the days. And I know that if I'm to respond to that, I'll be a first response. That's not first response at all. So that if I don't hear and they just that pump it, you respond. Now imagine I did not. We are just trying the song and then we'll see that. We don't go and check ourselves. But how is it? We still have the same meeting, you know. I'll still have the same thing, you know. But a major part of the whole meeting would have been lost. Would have been the next time God for the whole meeting. Did you see that? This is how important. Now, imagine I did not pay attention to that, and that didn't happen. You know, we will have continued this session, and I won't even know what we have missed. Did you see that? We will not know what we have missed. So, what we do is, no, we didn't do anything. Everything was superb. Pastor talk, you see? We missed something that the Holy Ghost wanted to do in the meeting. Just by simple obedience. And it takes just one person to obey. You know what I've just done like this? The only way to say run, I'll just be like this. I'd have ended. You see how we can be. And it might not be logical. And then we are in this day and I'm going. Yeah, I'm amazing. I'm going to be so much.
But I did. But we saw what happened, right? After that, simply obedience. Don't say, Lord, why me? I still want to love. I'm not going to love you. I'm not going to love you. Amen. Then we receive this order to run 10 times. Don't stop running. I get ready. Hallelujah. You must pay attention to the instruction is so big. Pay attention to the instruction that is big. You may not be lucky for. I showed up in 1 Samuel 15. Saul was sent to the Amalekites to destroy them all time. He goes to America, he saw riches, he saw gold, he saw money, he saw dollar. Ah! Now he's on a lawyer. He's now going to 1,008. Now for $3,000. And the instruction was destroy a bonus. He said, ah! Lord, are you sure I heard you well? Some of us do that to God. Lord, are you sure I heard you well? If you are doing my man, that is my man. You know, cannot tell me to say, gentlemen, it's worth dollar and cash is gone. For what? Because we can't be the Lord. Lord, change the world. This can't be you. So people are saying, what have done that to God? That was what saw me. He went to a man and he now saw the king. Imagine he now saw king. I want to mention a woman. I don't want to have coffee. Coffee. I do not say coffee. See? Amen. That was what saw me. He now captured, they say, see, he captured the king of America. And now brought all their goods. Amen. Look at 1 Samuel 15. Look at like this. Let's read it. 1 Samuel 15. So I've told you a major part of it. So let's get to verse 20. He says, and Saul said to Samuel, now Saul is trying to defend himself. And Saul said to Samuel, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and I've gone the way which the Lord has sent you, and I've brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and I've utterly destroyed the Amalekites. He destroyed the Amalekites, but he kept the king. Amen. But the people, look at where he said, but the people took the spoil, the sheep and oxen, and the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed to sacrifice unto God, unto the Lord thy God in Judah. God said, destroy everything, then he took the chief of the things. So they fought together and they then begged him, and he said, no, I was trying to take it to center back. Amen. Now put God as the icing on the cake. So now we can sacrifice it to God. They said, destroy. Maybe it was the people who have decided about the king and the chief of, not only that, the chief of the sword. The dollar, the pound, the euro. Amen. Look at what he now said to you. That's 22. And someone says, have the Lord. And they say, have the Lord have great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices. Amen. And say, have the Lord has. Sometimes he just gets you. What am I doing? Have the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices. Have you obeyed the voice of the Lord? Say, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of man. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. You see that? Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. Now says, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from doing so. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He rejected the Lord. Simple obedience. Simple. Sometimes some of us in the natural are very disobedient. We don't take it to be disobedient. Some of us are stubborn. Very stubborn, heavy. In front of you, I think you are not You should deal with your trouble right now. And I heard you. Lord, tell me you that. I'm looking at your knees. You have to be. 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 Somebody is good to tell yourself you need to. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. So, Saul disobeyed. To the church is to us obedience. To the church. Obedience is obedience. And I said, somebody might not be lucky. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 20, they were going out for a walk. And the Lord said to them, put the singers in front. But is that logical? Huh? Verse 17. First Corinthians 20. And the 2 Corinthians 20, verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. And this was a word of, this was an utterance to, imagine you are in this meeting. You are in this meeting, not our meeting now, but in this meeting. It's been a kid that man carries the, you know, like, as long as he is, it's man carries the man, man to you. I can go, I cannot fight to you, but I can see the thing that, ah! You don't know what he's doing. Maybe you should just like, you talk to the man, this is bad to you. But that is the word of the Lord. Amen. Don't be sad because you're coming from a young girl. Don't be sad because you're not coming from wisdom. You're not coming from wisdom. No, with the November English. Yeah, you will go. It's going to be four and then. And then it will grow. And it will blow up. Yeah. 5 into 7 into 10. You don't like that kind of voice. The Lord said you. The Lord said, "This poverty, go with him." Oh yeah. God fears the Lord. It's a reason. Because fear the Lord. Don't sing that before. Go fast. Drop your weapons and say, "Just put fingers and then there." That is not God. Please, somebody else should talk. Amen. But that was the voice of the Lord. Obedience. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. It says, you don't need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Glory to God. Look at verse 20. And they arose in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Joseph stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah. And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord God, and ye shall be established. Believe his prophet, and ye shall prosper." This is not prosperity, ye shall prosper. That is believing. That means they had some iota of doubt. There was some iota of finger. Hey! You know what? Hey, everybody! Believe in the Lord. Right? And ye shall be established. Believe his prophet, and you will prosper. No more need prosperity, so you can see. Amen. Who is the prophet over your life? You want to be prosperous. Who is the prophet? My name is comfortable. Young guys, don't go to business school. Somebody is going to banking school. Go to banking school. Say this. And if that busy, next week you're writing an exam. And they have the same only days as you. They should go and hire a prophet. Yes. Where are we? Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of the Lord. And as they went out before the army, and said, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy is endured forever." And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambush against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Malchia. Which will come against Judah and they will slay. Did you hear that? Obedience.
They could have said, no, let's go with fighters. And they would have gone there to fight. They would have, they might have, in fact, they would have even won, but they would have lost soldiers. People would have died, but they would have won, right? They say, we won them. We won them. But people died. They don't get pushed to them. Push soldiers, you know, push them. How easy to be listening to each other. They were going to go to Jericho, and they said, just go around Jericho 7 times. And it was 7 days. On the 7th day, we go 7 times. And on the 7th time, we shout. And the city will come down. Imagine you're in that crowd, so just walk around. Okay, they went from first day, went down. The only thing about Jericho, I've been looking at them, these people are mad. They are going around. You think Jericho is like all those countries are in Jericho, the world of Jericho. You guys, they think we are joking here. We beat this thing. Let them enter now. They won. They saw them. They three. And they were going around, they were not saying anything. They three. They four. Five. The 7th day, they went the first time. When the 2nd time, when the 3rd time, 3 times, on the 7th time, they just made a shout. They made it. The whole city of Jericho came trembling back. Obedience. Obedience. Hallelujah. Now it's making sense why the Holy Ghost led me to say what I think. When we want to eat. It's making sense. I didn't plan it. It's making sense. Why it asked me to do what I did. It's making sense. When I said shout, it's leading to shout, leading to me, it's making sense. So there are things we're shutting up. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter your mistakes in the natural, the place with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Just, it doesn't make sense in the natural. But the whole city came crumbling down. Came crumbling down. And the Holy Ghost is here. Even if custom asks where and when to die. You know that instruction? Amen. Instructions as to where to die. There are places I'll close here. Amen. I'll close here.
The Holy Ghost appoints on us places to meet. He appoints on us places to meet. There are places that he appoints on us to meet. And we have to obey such instructions. Obey here today. We are duty bound to obey such instructions. Because location also is important. That means in Genesis. In Genesis. Chapter number 28. Jacob called the place Bethel. Said, this is the house of God. Wow. So he saw the Lord standing on top of the ladder. He saw the Lord. This is the gate of heaven. It is. Watch Exodus chapter 19. Whenever God asked them, Exodus 19, God was going to told Moses, he said, bring them to gather around Mount Sinai. God chose Mount Sinai. He bring them to gather around Mount Sinai. God chose the place where he would visit them, where he would have an encounter with them. He chose a place. We'll take it on for a moment. For God chose a place. And the thing, the Bible says, the glory of the Lord came down on Mount Sinai as a thick cloud. There was a place appointed. Place was appointed. Hallelujah. Go with it. Please, we are appointed.
they appointed a place where Moses would gather the 70 out of the camp to bring the church and take the spirit that was upon Moses and put upon the 70. The God appointed the place. Glory to God. God did. That's Moses. They appointed the place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Places are important also to the moving of the Holy Ghost. My friend said that years back. I didn't really understand it. But I think I'm understanding it better. At least. Hallelujah. In Matthew 28, in Matthew, he told them, God had, he said, he appointed them a place. In fact, look to Matthew 28. Verse 16, you see, and the 11 disciples went into Galilee, onto a mountain. You watch it? Onto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, he appointed them a place. And then they saw him. You see that? He appointed them a place. Places are important to the experiences that we have. Places are important. Appointing God appoints a place. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, after all, like I said, I can go on and on. You will see places all through Scripture. All through. That was God that appointed the place. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that they were not they had experiences outside, but these are experiences. Amen. God appoints a place to meet with man. It's God that chooses the location where to meet with man. Glory to God. Act 1. That's the Act 1. Sorry, Luke. Sorry. I was a mistake. Luke 24. So sorry. Luke 24. Verse 39. And behold, I sent the promise of my Father upon you. The promise of my Father. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem. He told them where to be. He said, tarry in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. He said, tarry. Don't go around. Stay here. And in Acts 2, they were here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are pleased. And God himself appoints. Hallelujah. Come convention is a matter of faith. He has appointed us a place. To meet with him. 22nd to 24th of November 2024. God has appointed us a place. To have encounter with him. I said to the pastors and told their friends, I said, this is my thing. Our lives will never remain the same. You will see on that day. It will be, in fact, we might have Holy Ghost teaching in all sections. In almost, as when I mean, in the section, we just have Holy Ghost teaching 8%. Those are different dimensions to the things of the Spirit. I'm not forgetting. Don't be speaking. Amen. So, we're not going to be speaking. We're going to have the best convention we have never had. This will be the coming together of every convention we have and every December 31st we've ever had. It's collapsing into it. Hallelujah. It's a time of rain.
win, win, win. I heard the Lord say, the latter rain is here. The latter rain. The days of the latter rain are here. And outpouring. And outpouring. Now bring in the harvest you've labored for. And outpouring. Now bring it. Those days are here and they are now. Are here and they are now. So you won't give up on the planting. You won't give up on the planting. You plant it. You say, the rains are now. The rains are now. And they are now. Let's be married. And it is raining all around us. We can see rain. The sea is the latter rain. We'll pray, Lord Jesus, give us more rain.